Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Today's guest is Dean Geen. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Hello, everybody. We're back with another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. I'm Rick Fox, your host, the VIP. Really excited about today's guest, Dean Geen. He's the CIO of Security First Agency in Colorado. He's also the Rocky Mountain Chapter President of NetView and a board member of NetView. Welcome, Dean.
Thank you.
So I want to start with a personal note here. I heard something about Dean, and I want him to confirm it, and then I want him to tell me how this is possible. So Dean is a sixth-generation native Coloradoan, if a Coloradoan is a thing. And he's sixth-generation Colorado, and he's never been skiing. Dean, how's that possible? Seriously, how's that possible?
It is true, and I grew up kind of in the south part of Denver, or south part of Colorado, and just really never had the opportunity. As I became older, my children grew up and drew me away from the mountains. My youngest one became a very competitive hockey player, so we spent our time in other cold environments.
Well, it's easy. The thing with skiing is that if you don't do it a lot, it's a really expensive hobby. Like, to go once or twice a year is really expensive. All right, let's dig into the insurance stuff. I'm going to start with sort of a generic sort of the word that everybody uses and let you sort of talk to it. Being a CIO, you know, you and I have had conversations. I know you've got a lot of great information. I really want people to hear some stuff from you that they can take back to their agencies, their lives in insurance, and really get some value out of it. So start with the question, you know, what's important right now in insurtech? And I know that word is so sort of broadly used, but from your perspective, what's important right now?
Well, I think just the ability to really understand it. It's a very broad term, as you mentioned. There's a lot of different aspects of it, but it's thrown around as kind of a catchphrase, and really understand what you're looking for, what it is that you are trying to achieve with any kind of technology within your organization, not necessarily insurance tech, but technology as a whole. What is the objective of your organization? And that's going to be the key to really driving your direction in implementing any kind of technology.
And I say that as the industry evolves, as technology evolves, I think the key word that I use a lot is innovation. And so I think, to me, insurtech can be used in so many different ways, like you said, but innovation in this industry, or in any industry or in your life, is if you're not moving forward, you're not moving, right? And you're staying or stuck, right? So I think, you know, what's changing so much that everyone needs to know about it? And for, you know, you've been in this industry a while. You're at the agency level. You're at the NetView level. By the way, Dean and I are coming to you live from the Accelerate Show 2019 here in Cincinnati, Ohio, the NetView Show. But answer that question. What's changing so much that we need to talk about, that people need to, like, it's moving so fast, or it's changing so much that we really need to, you know, dig into that?
Well, it's a demand for information. Okay. Our clients and even our staff and our teams, our carriers, it's the speed of information. And how can we best serve our clients in a pace and in a way that's important to them, that will satisfy them, but also be relevant and accurate as we move through it? So how do we get what we need from them and get the information back to them in a way that is going to help them achieve their goals, which is to make sure that they're insured, make sure they're properly covered, that they have the items that they need when they need it. That 24/7 mentality, but still operating in a way that's going to provide a lifestyle for everyone to have that opportunity to go skiing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and I think if you take that even a step farther and talk about why that's so important, I think for me it's the consumer has changed so much. That, you know, that pace, it's a requirement, right? I mean, if you're not working where your customers live, if, like, at their pace, at their speed, you're going to probably fall behind. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I think if you take that even a step farther, what does that look like? And to me, that feels like, you know, it's branding online. It's taking an experience that they're used to on a day-to-day basis, especially the younger generations that are, you know, they want instant. And how do you as an agency keep up with that? Talk to me about that.
Well, it's implementing solutions that provide that opportunity.
So technology.
Technology.
Yeah.
And you know, finding the right providers, yeah, such as Vertifor, mm-hmm, and using the tools and the resources that they give, tapping into other agencies, other partners, partnering with NetView and making sure that you're able to most effectively use that information and that technology. One of those pieces for us is the client portal piece, giving our insureds the ability to access their information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that way they're not totally dependent upon us to be there to answer a phone. It's just another tool in the tool belt, and really being a diverse opportunity to satisfy their need.
I think that's spot on, and I think you made a comment to me, you and I had a conversation last week, and you made a comment about being a relationship professional. And so to me, that means, what does the customer experience look like? And that could be different for every agency. We know some things that are sort of, they're mandatory, right? But talk to me about the customer experience and, you know, in your agency or other agencies you've talked to, what is that, you know, what's the look and feel of that?
Well, for us, it's about being an insurance professional. We're not just order takers. We're,
yeah,
not going to, you know, give you an apple for an apple. We're going to have a conversation about what kind of apple you want, what color it needs to be, as well as, you know, the flavor and what you're using it for.
Yeah.
So not a cookie cutter approach, and really being a professional, having that consulting approach, being a trusted advisor, and having dialogue around what it is that you're trying to achieve and fitting that to your specific need.
And I think if you look back in time at the independent agent, for the most part, it's always been that relationship business, right? But as the agencies have changed, as they've grown, and as you try to scale, you know, sort of tying that together with technology, because you want to have a conversation with every single one of your customers.
Right.
If you're an agency of any size, that becomes more and more difficult to do that on a regular basis. So I think leveraging technology, I use that. It's again, another one that's InsurTech, leveraging technology. We see all these things, but at the end of the day, if you're not, again, meeting the customer where they are, and you're not providing or not using technology to help you provide that experience, is that fair to say? I mean, would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Then you're not doing a service that is at the level of the top agencies. And if you want to not stay the same, now we do know this is a lifestyle business, but if you want to grow, if you want to succeed, that technology piece becomes crucial, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest, there's a finite amount of time in every day.
Right.
And for us to reach out to each of our clients, we have to utilize technologies to do that.
Yeah.
Now, that technology isn't going to replace the relationship. It's our philosophy that it's going to enhance the relationship. So giving us more opportunities to touch our clients in a way that's important to them so that they feel loved, they feel cared for, they feel understood, but also giving us the ability to scale.
Yeah. Let's kind of take a different approach here. I want to kind of shift gears, because something that's really important to me, especially with my new team and what we do here at Vertifor, and you and I have talked about this a little, and I want to get your take on it, is sort of that idea of industry resources. Like we're all in this industry together, right? But how do I go out and leverage resources in the industry? So I think one, let me start with this and then we can expand on it, which is NetView. NetView is it's a network of Vertifor users. Plug in any word instead of NetView and you could say a lot of the things that we'll say, which is a grouping of people that can help you do something that you can't do on your own. So tell me kind of what your role at NetView is and what's so important about not only NetView, but this conference, and talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, my role at NetView is a member of the board, so really to act as a voice for the membership, the Vertifor users, to help sway and move the Vertifor product. making sure that it stays viable to each of the independent agents, that we're able to access the technologies that we need to further those relationships that we spoke about a moment ago. This conference really is relationship building. It's education. It's knowledge sharing. It's learning from one another. It's providing the opportunity to resource each other, because let's face it, we can't be professionals in all aspects of the business. We need to have other people that can help support us in the things we don't
know. I totally agree.
And sometimes you just don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And you know, it's interesting to walk into these classrooms and listen to the speakers and learn things that you just either forgot or didn't have an idea that existed.
And being at the show, Dylan's going to laugh. Dylan's one of our producers here. Shout out to Dylan and Madison sitting in the room producing the podcast. I always say this, but you go to a show, you listen to a podcast, whatever it is that you're a part of, you're going to get, I mean, even a guy like you, Dean, who knows a lot of this stuff, right? Way more than your typical agent who's working day to day on getting new customers or servicing it or whatever that might be. And you go to these shows and you get so much information and you go back to your agency and you jump right back into your day to day, right?
Right.
So what I think is the difference, and what I always say is go to a show, and in this case, the Accelerate Conference, take something back with you and do it. Like, you know, get in there and do it. If you can do that, I think that would be something that if everyone did one new thing, we'd be winning. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to become information overload.
Right. Easy. Easy in these shows. Yeah.
So usually I try to take 3 to 5 things back, and those are my focal ones.
And then not only take them back, but stick to them, right? That stick-to-itiveness is where you kind of change the game. All right, so you said something to me, and I wrote it down, and I thought it was important because my conversation, for those of you that don't know Dean, he's a great guy, and you can just tell when you meet him that he's interested in helping people, and that's a sign of a good insurance person. So I really, like our first call, that was what I thought, was like, wow, this guy knows what he's doing. And you said something to me, and I'm going to put my air quotes up when I say it, but then I want you to respond to it. You said, it's bigger than our agency to me. And what do you mean by that?
Well, to me, it's about the industry. It's about giving the industry a better look, a better feel, and a better personality. You know, helping others in the industry become better, because that's going to give the consumer a better view of what we do. Insurance is really the economy or the tool that keeps the economy moving in disaster.
Right.
It's something that has over time grown to become that used car salesman mentality.
Let me interrupt you there, because I always say this. It's insurance agents are like policemen. No one really wants to see them until they really need them. And I think that's true, right? It's that you're an insurance salesman. That's a negative, but not a negative industry, a very positive industry. Go ahead.
Right. And that's really what it is. It's about making others better or helping others become better.
Totally agree.
So that the industry and we, you know, our agencies as a whole become a better part of the community.
Yeah.
And there's so much that we do as independent agents or even just in the insurance industry that really contributes back to our economy and back to our community. And so for me, it's about helping one another, because that, in essence, is going to help who we are and the perception of the general population.
I think that's such a such good way to put it, and such a meaningful piece for people to take. Another topic, and I think this is on the top of everybody's mind. I've been walking around the show. Almost everybody I'm talking to has sort of this look on their face like they're not exactly sure how to answer this question or this problem that they see. It is the younger generation. So to me, that's the younger consumer, which is the customer, the prospect, but it's also the new talent and finding new people to come into the insurance industry. So I think for you, as someone, you know, that works at the NetView level, so you're talking to tons of agents, your own agency, you know, how do we recruit new talent? Like, what does that look like? And I say new, I kind of mean younger talent. What does that look like, you know, either or maybe both your perspective and other perspectives that you've heard that are things that people listening to this could take back to their agency and maybe use to their benefit?
Well, I think that's a very loaded question.
Of course it is. That's what I do here. I load questions.
but I think from my perspective, it really starts with creating a culture.
Okay.
You know, within your organization, you have to define what your culture is. You have to be very intentional about your culture. From there, you start to attract people who match up with that culture.
And is it fair to say that your culture is also, in essence, your brand? I mean, in the marketplace, I think because I was just doing another podcast a little while ago, because we're recording a bunch of them here at the show, and we were talking about your brand being your agency. So that fits to me with the culture, and I think culture is huge in an agency. So go on, but I think those two things. Like if you're listening to this and you're trying to figure out why doesn't anyone want to come work here? That start with your culture, and then take that culture and push it out as your brand. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Your culture is your brand.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, your clients will come that direction because of who you are and what you do. Your talent will come because of who you are and what you do. But culture develops whether you want it to or not.
One way or the other.
It's just going to be a matter of if it's the one you want.
Exactly.
So being intentional about that first and foremost will drive your talent pool. And then making sure that you have modern technology, making sure that you have the things that those individuals want, whether that's flexibility in time, whether that's the resources to work from home. It could be a variety of different things. And for some companies, it's the ping pong tables and the pool halls, but that doesn't have to be the case for everyone.
So if you're talking about, okay, so let's dig in a little farther to culture, because I think that's important. That starts at the top. We have an industry of experienced, and some could say seasoned people, right? That experience is wonderful. That seasoned part is maybe stuck in their ways a little. And I'm not being negative, but I think that's a fair stereotype.
A little more rigid.
A little more rigid. And when you start introducing things like new technology that could help the agency, there is a potential problem with current staff not necessarily feeling like they want to make those changes. Yes?
I think that's a fair statement. Absolutely.
And do you think that, like, at the NetView level, I'm not trying to give NetView a plug, but it's an opportunity for
we
you
appreciate
to...
It.
Yeah, there you go. But it's an opportunity for you to be in a room with, 30 different agencies or 100 or, in this case, 2,000 people here at the show. If you're talking about culture and you're talking about that, the connection to how that feels with staff and workload is a problem in the insurance space. Everything needs to be documented. Technology not being used to make an agency more efficient is a problem that causes potentially a negative impact on culture.
Absolutely.
And if you look at it from that perspective, it's, would you say, and I'd like you to expand on this a little, if I went and sat with an agency owner and they said, yeah, I've got some people in the office. I mean, this could be the case at a carrier, it could be the case at a barbershop, like whatever your business is, right? And I said, well, I've got some people here, we really want to do some things, and maybe use technology, maybe change some process and procedures, but I'm going to get some pushback on that. How do you deal with that? Like, you know this industry. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's not just this industry. It's anytime you're trying to make change. And change management is very difficult.
Yeah.
For us, it's really about trying to bring our teams into that conversation, letting them be a part of the decision processing decision process. And what we're going to do, and then also bringing in the why. Why is this important? How is this going to impact you?
That's a great point.
And how is this going to make your life easier? Ultimately, for us, our organization, we operate off of a foundation of time plus money equals significance.
Say that again, and say it slower, and because I think that should resonate with people. So say it and then explain exactly what you mean by it. Because I think there's some really good stuff there.
And I can't own this statement.
No,
it's
but
something
you can,
we use.
Sure, you can own it
time,
here. You can
time
own it.
Plus money equals significance. And so when we look at our teams, and even if we have somebody who's a little more senior seasoned, and they're looking for maybe time to spend with grandkids or
sure.
to travel with their spouse, depending on where they're at in their life, they're looking for time. Where we might have others who are looking for money, But you know, they're trying to balance things and find their own sweet spot in life. And so it's not up to me to make that determination, but we want to give them the flexibility to really balance out that equation however they need to. So we want to provide them the certain significance in their life, whether that's through providing them the money, the time, the flexibility, the resources. And it's trying to make them feel like they are contributing to the success of the organization at the same time. But giving them the ability to act like an owner, the ability to come in and provide solutions. And you know, as a result, it does create an environment and a culture that is a little more inclusive.
Yeah.
It creates a culture where people want to do better. It creates a culture where people want to work for you.
It's a level of empowerment that I think is really strong, to the point that we both made, which is that could be any business, right? I mean, that could be literally anything you do. So let's stay on the topic of young talent, because I think I want to tie technology to that. So for me, when I talk to people, I do some mentoring. I'm talking to freshly graduated college kids who are out there in the marketplace now looking for work, looking for jobs, interviewing and doing these things. The insurance industry is not like, you wouldn't automatically go, ooh, insurance, that's sexy. Right. That's not what it's known for, to your point of creating culture and this being in a position of helping people. I think that's like when I was an agency owner, and when I owned an agency, anytime, anywhere, I could look in the mirror and feel really good about what I did on a daily basis. I felt like there was, you know, there was value in what I was bringing to the table. And so that's part of it for me, that the younger people understand that because they saw a gecko on TV and you could go online and buy insurance, that doesn't necessarily mean they're helping you. And as a professional, you get that opportunity. So one, that. And two for me is the technology that exists within the agency. So if I'm interviewing someone, or someone comes into my office, or I hire them, and I pop up whatever systems they might use, and that's old, antiquated, not efficient use of my time, the younger generation instantly feels that, and they don't like it. Talk to me a little bit about any experience you had there, that younger generation, even your thoughts on that younger person and why technology is important, not only to them, but to bringing them into your organization.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm going to back up just a little bit on your statement.
Sure.
And that's, you know, insurance is not sexy.
No.
And that's the language that we've kind of dropped and used. And it's really about the fact that we, you know.
So hold on. So insurance is not sexy, but this podcast is bringing sexy back. Can I say that? Can I get away with that on here? Good. Okay. Anyway, so go ahead, Dean.
No, it's really about providing an
option.
You know, it's coming back to understanding what insurance really is. It's not just sales. There's so many different facets of insurance. What we're doing here is really insurance. It's education. It's knowledge. It's sharing the information so that people can be better at what they do and protect the assets that they've grown to experience. We have the producers here that they're really doing something in the insurance tech world right now. So there's a lot of different aspects of insurance that people just don't consider when they're coming out of high school, and they think, oh, I'm not going to go near insurance. And I think that's the first obstacle that we have to overcome as an industry. But really looking at the technology, it is a technology world. And so as an agency or any insurance related business, we have to have great technology. It has to function. It has to work well. And to point, it needs to be modern and current.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be cutting edge. You don't want to be bleeding off of this thing. But being tech forward as an independent agent is going to be very important, because people want to be able to accomplish the goals. They want to be able to get them done. They want to be able to move on and leave at the end of their shift or their work and know that they've taken care of what they needed to take care of, that they weren't sitting there trying to accomplish something that, you know, the lagging speeds or the system was down, or they couldn't access that or couldn't access this.
Or they had to triple enter something because of the way the system was jerry-rigged or whatever that might be.
Right.
Yeah.
Multiple entry points.
Yeah.
It really is a frustration point for many people. So if we as an agency can overcome some of those items, again, it helps us to attract new talent, keeps that bridge of desire to be there a little bit shorter, and gives our team more time to have fun conversations,
totally.
Talking with the clients, building those relationships.
Well, and that's what I think. When people are rigid, is the word you used about change, the thing that's missing there is when you start changing things and adding efficiencies, you start changing that day of that person. So whoever's in your office, seasoned or not, and seasoned ideally because they know what they're talking about, they take less time of their day in the weeds and more time of their day doing what they do, which is insurance, right? They're talking to customers, they're looking at renewals, they're doing things within the agency that are helping that agency grow. And they're, to your point, leaving at the end of the day and feeling like, I got something done today, and I actually got somewhere. I remember in my agency, and we're talking way back in the day when it was paper files, and you'd start the day with this to-do pile, and you'd move them over here, and by the next morning there was another pile. But if you moved them over here, you felt like you got something done.
Right.
And that was a good feeling. And I think when you talk to someone who works at that level and they're spinning their wheels because they're busy on busy work and not insurance work, that can really impact their culture. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about relationship industry.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's what people want to do, at least in our organization. They want to build relationship. They want to talk with people. They want to talk with clients. And if they're busy doing something that they shouldn't be doing because it's multiple data entry points, or because something isn't working right, or they have to move that paper file from the left side of the desk to the right side of the desk instead of clicking a button and taking care of it, they're not building relationship.
Right.
They're
exactly.
Stuck in the machine.
Yeah.
And that's really going to be demoralizing to them.
Yeah.
So if we can pull them out through the use of technology, regardless of where they're at in their career, they're going to have a much more enjoyable experience by, again, building that relationship with those around them.
And is it fair to say that using technology in a way that, like you said, helps you from not being stuck in the machine, gives them the better experience, and then on top of that, it gives them the ability to grow in their careers more, right?
I would agree with that.
Yeah. I think there's a sense that I'm stuck here and I don't have anywhere to go. Using technology to make those changes is crucial to the way that you grow your career, whether that's within your agency, in your industry, anything you do. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so let's shift gears a little bit. I think it's important that, like, I want to ask you this question. I might put you on the spot a little bit here, but CIO. So you're in charge of a lot of stuff that has to do with tech. Yeah. And within your organization, like, what are the wins that you get? Like, what do you do? What have you put in place? Again, I want someone to come out of this podcast and go, ooh, what Dean said about that is something that I could do in my agency. So where are the little wins or huge wins over the years? Because you got to remember, somebody out there listening is really far behind. They might not even know it. Somebody is maybe even more technically savvy than you. I don't think there's many, because I know you know what you're talking about. But give me a few of those, like, things. Like, I want someone to have a pen in their hand right now and go, oh, I hadn't thought of that. Or, yeah, we do that, but we could do it a little different. So talk to me a little bit about things where you either know it was a win, someone in the office said, man, when we did X, that really worked for us, made my job easier, where you had an impact on their day and on the culture of the office at your level, at that CIO level.
I can think of two things in the last 5 to 7 years that really stood out as big wins for our agency. And they might seem like small things today, but I know there's still agencies out there operating off of one or two monitors. And our staff, everyone has three monitors on their desk at this point. And we have guests walk in and they're just astounded by the fact we have three monitors and they can't understand it. New staff come in, they say, I'll never use three. But I'll tell you what, if I take one of those monitors away,
where's my third monitor?
They're going to be hurting.
Yeah.
So just having the screen capacity to put anything that they need up and be able to work in their management system, a carrier site, and their email all in one glance, three monitors have been a very big efficiency move on our part.
So I think if you're out there right now and your agency has one monitor or even two, what Dean is saying is adding that third monitor becomes the norm. And then anything less than that is inefficient. Fair to say?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, and with, again, the progress of technology, it's very cost effective to be able to do those types of things now. So that's a very inexpensive way to add efficiency to your team and make them feel good, make them feel better.
And I think you get this an agency, again, we spend so much time working in the business that we don't necessarily spend enough time working on the business. But someone hears you and their first thought is, I have 27 employees. I've got to buy 27 monitors to make that happen. It's too expensive. And the answer to that is never just that simple. You have to take a look at what the value that adds, how much efficiency could be gained, how much we could grow without adding more staff based on something as simple as they can get more done because they're looking at more things at once.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if they're able to look at something and save 5 minutes a day per person,
do the math, yeah,
and find out where your expense line's at.
Yeah, and if you don't know, you should be able to answer this question as an agency owner or principal: what is my revenue per employee? And if I could give back 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour a day, how much could I grow my revenue per employee? How much could I grow my agency before I had to add another employee? Simple things like triple monitors. I'm not saying it's for everyone, but I would totally agree with you. When I'm traveling and I have my laptop, it is so hard for me to work now without dual monitors, tri-monitors, because I want to have all these things up at once. And so I'm changing from one to the other and I can't get as much done.
Right.
So you said there were two things. That was one.
The other one is we moved to a cloud-based system using the Amazon Workspace environment, giving our staff and our teams the ability to work from home at their convenience. And so with that, it comes more flexibility, happier staff, happier people.
Culture.
Back to the culture.
Yeah.
And with happier people, you get happier clients. And so it's also helped us from a redundancy standpoint. If we have power failure, if we have some kind of other catastrophic event in our organization, we're still able to have all of our resources readily available to us.
Okay, so I want to kind of sum up what I've heard. It's been really good talking about all this stuff, and what I think there's a few nuggets there for people to take away. But what I'm hearing above everything else, and I'm assuming that this resonates all the way through your entire organization, and I'm assuming also making some assumptions here, but that this is the way you take, this is what you take to NetView when you're talking to other agencies. As a board member, you've got people listening. You started with culture, and then it feels like every other thing you've talked about relates to the culture. If you were stack ranking those things, you did start there. I mean, is it fair to say that culture, in your eyes and the way you look at an agency, is right at the top of that list?
I would say it is. I think that's number one. If you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going to go.
That's a great way to put it. So we always finish these things. We could go on forever, but I think I'm actually going to cut it a little short because there's been so many good things. I don't want to, like we've talked about, overload people with stuff. So I'm going to ask one last question. I ask everybody this question. I'm going to record what you're about to say. I'm going to put in a time capsule. I'm going to bury it. And someone's going to dig it up in a few months because technology changes so fast that we can't. What is your one big piece of advice that you would want everyone to hear if, in fact, they were to unbury this recording of Dean talking about it?
You know, I think my piece of advice would be love what you do. It's very important to love what you do because then you're going to have that passion, you're going to have that drive and that desire. You'll want to improve, you want to do better. And if you don't love it, then you're just in the wrong place.
I think that's so good, and it ties in with everything else you said, which is if your culture is right, people are going to love what they do, you're empowering staff. So if you're listening to this and you do have a position of authority to run a team or run an agency, or if you're at a carrier and you're a manager, or anywhere where you have the ability to affect culture, affect the work environment, you get a positive work environment makes people happier. Happy people are more productive. They stay longer. They're more loyal. They tell other people in the world what a great place it is to work. Those are all things that you can tie into the way you run any of your businesses. And I think it's a great thing. Dean, so happy to have you. If you are a Vertafore user and you're not part of a NetView, Dean is an advocate for that, and the things he says sounds like something I'd want to be involved in. So Dean, thanks very much. We really appreciate having you, and I will hopefully bump into the halls later tonight, and I'll buy you a beer.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure, and I'll accept that beer.
All right. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertafore.